Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the KUKA AG Q3 2009 financial results conference call. For your information, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, operator. Dear ladies and gentlemen, I'm Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to our conference call of KUKA's third quarter results 2009. Today, for the first time, Dr. Till Reuter, CEO, and Stefan Schulz, CFO, are with me to discuss the future strategy and the results with you. We will start with a presentation, which you can find on our homepage, followed by the Q&A thereafter. With a short introduction, I would like to hand over to Dr. Reuter to continue with the presentation.
Thank you, Andreas. Thanks for joining the call today. Yeah, let's start. On October 1st, Stefan Schulz and myself took over, assumed the position as executives at KUKA. I think the first most important task in the first weeks is to get to know the staff and to have a good view on the current situation of KUKA, and then to establish a roadmap where to go for the next weeks and the next months. I think exactly about the roadmap, we will talk later and have a more in-depth view on. The first thing we did was talking to the two business divisions, Robotics and Systems. In our discussions, most important was to first analyze SWOT. What are the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and risks of KUKA? KUKA is a great and fascinating company, and I'm coming to the strengths of KUKA. I think first of all, KUKA is a market leader in automotive. It's a technology leader, had lots of expertise in project management, and last but not least, has a great employee basis with motivated employees who are prepared to do the changes together with us and to run KUKA in the future. One important topic which we have established over the last month is clearly we today have a stable shareholder structure and a stable supervisory board structure. On the shareholder structure, just to look at again, we have in supervisory board, we have Kranz with 30%, and we have Guy Weiser-Pratt with 10%. On the shareholder base, we won't have the discussions of the last month. Supervisory board, we have a great alignment with the employee representatives in the board. Last but not least, when we discussed the CEO role, there was a clear signal by the employee representative that they want to have us, or me and Stefan, to run the company until we have the right CEO. That's a big trust from the employees that they gave this chance to us. On the weakness side is clearly profitability currently, where KUKA is not the only company which is currently in this shape and with the numbers shown today. We have clearly too little focus on R&D. We have to focus on R&D, and we have to implement our cost program to get our structures flexibilized. On the risk, we have, after breaching the covenants of the banks, we are still in discussion with the banks, but we do have a good feeling currently and are in advanced discussions and believe that we can come to a deal here with the banks in the next months. One further risk is clearly the dependency on automotive, but something where the strategy over time is planned to get this dependence down from the current levels. Let me focus on the opportunities, because opportunities are all the topics where you can challenge me and Stefan over time. I think first of all, KUKA is prepared for a fast turnaround. It's possible. We have the clear signals. We have discussions, and we think or we see KUKA going back in 2011 to EBIT margin of 5% in systems and 10% in robotics. We have to streamline the decision-making process. KUKA in the past was too much focusing on itself. We have to focus again on the customer, on the clients, and we have to get the right decision-making process that we can react fast. As already mentioned, automotive is key part of KUKA, but general industry is the part where we have better margins compared to automotive, and where we have to clearly grow KUKA products in the next years being ahead of us. The second two topics are advanced robotics and medical sector. We both see that the robot is a product which can which has lots of applications, and we see in these two sectors, in the medical and in the advanced, which is all the parts which are not automotive and general industry, a future where KUKA can participate in the growth and in the margins. Next point is we have the current products which are in the automotive industry. We have to come up to be more competitive and to more cost advantage, and to have the right products for the customers. We have to get our new products to market, which we plan for the next years, especially in 2010 and in 2011. And we have to get the application opportunities for lightweight robots in the market. Let's turn to the next page to have a next important slide, which is what will change in KUKA and what is the way for the future. Let me first state very clearly, KUKA stands on two pillars, robotics and systems. And automotive continues to be our core business, which often drives our innovations because of the large number of orders and the large number of robots. Nevertheless, we need to press ahead with expanding into general industry, though that our business is based on two compensating customer segments. Besides this two big division system robotics, key is also to penetrate and to go into new markets of tomorrow and beyond. Therefore, advanced robotics will focus on this task and assume that there are questions on how we want to do this. Clearly, there are some opportunities which we do on our own, where we are clear, have the expertise in-house, and other ones where we have maybe only part of the expertise. We need partners, financial partners, or strategic partners. The key know-how of KUKA I currently see in the hardware of robots, in the software of robots, in service, and in project management capacities. And we have to see, if we do advanced robotics, we have to see what else is required. Is, for example, in the medtech robot, are the instruments required, which is the right distribution channel, and what is about the service and the education of the doctors in the hospitals. But then we come later to it. On the next page, if we again think about what is KUKA standing for and what are the possibilities of KUKA in the future, KUKA is clearly positioned to benefit from the upcoming megatrends or from the running megatrends. Let me just a little bit touch on this megatrends. One is expanding of the industrialization, then sustainability, and the demographic shift. The first one, expanding on industrialization. At the present time, robot-based automation is hardly used by small and medium-sized companies, which is clearly one of the goals KUKA can achieve. We are convinced that cost pressure from companies of this size will continue to increase, and we are positioned to support these companies in their efforts to improve efficiencies and profits. On the next trend, on the sustainability, clearly trends besides the ecological stand is the new materials, and that KUKA has the know-how to combine and to work with this lighter and more flexible materials. The demographic shift, we are living in an aging population, and which gives new markets for products which KUKA can handle, and where KUKA has the know-how already in the company. In the next 2 to 3 pages, I have a first view on the megatrends and how the megatrends impact KUKA. It's the first look in the companies. What we like to do is, since we are only 3 weeks here in KUKA, I would like to come back to you in December with an in-depth analysis of the strategy and to see where we have a match from trends and the technology in KUKA. Therefore, I think 5, 6, and 7 are the current status, where we see the potential of KUKA, but where we like to go in more detail in December together with you and your colleagues. Key to Since we're talking about December, if you go on page 8, key is the roadmap. How do you, if you see today we are in November, what is our program and what is the roadmap for the next month ahead of us? As already mentioned, we have a clear cost-cutting program, and which we have to continue to cut our costs and to make the structures more flexible. We are the management, together with the two divisions, have a clear target of getting robotics in 2011 back to 10% EBIT margin and the systems business back to 5% EBIT margin, which we will achieve and plan to achieve in 2011. Besides the cost measures, which are the short to mid-term measures, we have to work and we have to get the management stabilized. You're aware that we are talking to the COO and be talking to a potential CEO. Both topics are on the agenda of the supervisor board, and the COO will most probably start in December this year, and the CEO is planned for early 2010. On the financing, where Stefan Schulag will have a first discussion later, but we are in successful negotiation, and we believe also the financing we can settle within the next 3 to 4 months. Besides the cost program and the management changes, which are on the short to mid-term, we clearly have goals for the mid to long-term. And besides this cost, we need and we have the innovations for 2010 and 2011, and we also have the innovations for 2012 onwards. I think this combination of cost measures today and innovations for the future makes KUKA most interesting, because we're coming back to the margins, 5 and 10%, but we also have the products to develop KUKA further. The innovations 2010-2011 are mainly on the existing product portfolio to be more competitive and to develop together with the clients the next generation of robots. And the innovations 2012 onwards are the more advanced robotic-based lightweight robots, where we have applications in automotive but also in other industries, and we talk about the MedTech robot later. On page 9, I have an overview on the cost program. In the cost-cutting program, for the first 9 months, we are clearly on track. Our goal is to save 70 million, of which 40 million is for equipment and materials and 30 million for personnel. After the first 9 months, we have generated 45 million savings, which compared to 23 million as of mid-2009. The cost-cutting program will be continued by us and will be intensified as of 2010. The goal is to make the cost structures more flexible and to make the product portfolio more competitive. The positioning of KUKA, which is maybe the if we're getting our arms around the various tasks, is clearly page 10, where we have to, where status today on the left side with the revenue mix and our goal and our plan for the future on the right side. And it's a mix of auto and general industry to drive the general industry to decrease the dependency on automotive, and to at the same time to develop KUKA from a automotive supplier, or seen by the outside as a pure automotive supplier, more like a technology-driven enterprise which serves industry in automotive but also in other industries. But clearly automotive is key part for R&D, but goal here from our side is to focus on the new developments on general industry and get the dependency down. Let me summarize before I hand over to Stefan on our focus and execution in the next weeks and months. The most important tasks are extension of the financing, where we are in discussion with the banks and where we are on a good track to settle this financing. We have to execute our cost-cutting program, which is in 2009 and 2010, to come back to the 5 and 10% EBIT margin. We have to, together with our two divisions, focus on the operating business. I think what we get the first feedback over the last weeks is that Also, the clients are happy that we now have a more stable structure. We're getting good feedback from clients, and this combination of feedback from clients with motivated employees helps us in running the company. And also, since September, we had a little takeoff in business, so the September-October is much better than the July-August before. We have to streamline and focus on R&D. In the past, we have our budget in R&D is between 75 and 40 million, which you can see in the last annuals. And there we have to give guidance to you, and also we need a clear picture what is for the main products required, what is clearly on the future, and we have to focus on behind which product is a business plan and how we get it to market, and clearly have a time plan of when R&D activities will come to market. Last one is a management organization where we have CEO and CRO on plan, and the supervisor board is in discussion with potential managers for both positions. Thank you so far, and I hand over to Stefan for the financial result of the first 9 months.
Very thanks, Till, and also welcome from my side, and thanks for participating in our conference call on the Q3 numbers. Opening remark from my side concerning the approach announcement we have disclosed on Friday. Basically, I think it's, from my point of view, it's clarification. When you look into the guidance which was given by the previous management, saying EBIT break even before extraordinaries, there may be some different interpretations of what is extraordinary and what is not. So this is the one thing. The second thing is the free cash flow guidance, which was called free cash flow break even before extraordinaries. I think the same applies to this guidance, what is extraordinary and not. And therefore, we saw it as really required also for the markets to give a clear guidance and clarification on what can you expect concerning KUKA in the remainder of 2009. Now we'll start with page 2, and I give you some overview on the major key figures. Orders received in the third quarter were down 35% compared to last year, down from 1.028 billion to 674 million for the group. And I think it's important to make the keynote here that we are clearly better than the industry compared to the VDMA, German Verband. And they say for the German companies in our peers, we have a reduction in orders of nearly 50%, minus 49%. So we're clearly outperforming this year. And especially when we compare ourselves with the Japanese robot manufacturers, Japanese competition here, especially Fanuc and Yaskawa Motorman, they faced a 62% decline in business from January to August. And here we also clearly are outperforming our Japanese main competitors. Order backlog per end of September down 14% compared to last year, from 656 to 565. And the minus 14 tells us that there is still some sufficient workload, especially for the people in the systems business, but for sure we have to take into account here a significant decline also in the order backlog. Revenues, which are not mentioned here, but I give you the numbers here also for revenues. Revenues are down from 924 million in the first 9 months of 2008 now to 655. It's a 29% decline here. EBITDA, this number I have added also especially for the future, since we want to position KUKA more in the technology area than solely in a supply area, automotive supply area. I think especially in the future, technology more and more drives also the equity story of KUKA and drives also the potentials of KUKA, and therefore I want to include also EBITDA as a key figure. Sorry, this is wrong here. For the first 9 months, 2009, it's minus 9.7 million euros compared to plus 70.8 in the first 9 months, 2008. But I think the key message is here that at least on an EBITDA level, the loss isn't that significant as it occurs in the first moment when you look at EBIT losses. The operating profit, EBIT, in the first 9 months, -28 million euros compared to +52 in the first 9 months last year. Excluding extraordinary impact on EBIT for the first 9 months, we're now running at -10.6 million euros EBIT. And this also gives you then some heads up concerning the expectation for the fourth quarter. When we say EBIT prior to extraordinaries, we expect minus 10 to minus 15 millions. So you see that currently we're running at 10.6. So in the best estimate, break even fourth quarter would then be in line also of our internal expectation. However, we need to be careful here to see whether there are some impacts also in the fourth quarter or not. Free cash flow for the first 9 months, minus 34 million euros round compared to minus 211. Special notice here, also in the third quarter, 2009 at least, with a free cash flow of plus 7 million euros. So you see that also, besides the cost savings program, also then the cash and working capital optimization program is running well, and we enjoyed a plus 7 million free cash flow in the third quarter. However, when we look into the full year guidance of minus 40 to 50, you see that we expect some further expenses and cash out in the fourth quarter, for example, Christmas money, etc. These are one-time payments which also occur in the fourth quarter then. Employees down 3.6% prior to last year, from 6,100 to 5,900. And also temporary workers are cut by half, from 1,125 to 567. I think what is important also to notice what Till mentioned before, especially when looking to the order entries, numbers are lower than expected from some people and some guys from your side. However, I think it's also good news for all of us that we had weak August and July in the third quarter, but we have enjoyed a significant pickup in orders, especially in the robots business, also in September. Trend is stable now also in October, so we're hoping for some stabilizing market conditions outside in the fourth quarter, and this should give us then a good starting point, especially for 2010. On page 13 now, also then some other group result numbers which were not mentioned before, especially here the gross margin, which is down from 22% now to 19.4% for the first 9 months. We have here price pressure on the one side in both businesses, it's systems and robotics, but this is due to the market condition and also the situation of our competition. I think we all face some similar problems here, but also we have some capacity issues, especially in the robots business, because we have some significant lags concerning economies of scale compared to last year. Due to the significant reduction in number of units we sell in this year. Earnings after taxes in the first 9 months, minus 38.3 compared to plus 30.5, and for the third quarter only, you see that there is some tax credit in the third quarter. When you calculate the numbers, we have 3.6 million here tax income charge, tax income credit in the P&L that gives you then the 2.3 million loss in the third quarter. Concerning the workforce, I want to refer also to page 9. You have seen that there is no green hook on bullet point 3, forced redundancies and nationwide social plans. Here it's important for us that also due to the target that we want to position ourselves more in the technology area, we depend on certain key employees, and therefore we want to work mainly now with voluntary leave programs, and we have initiated this program. There is no major impact until the end of third quarter, which you can see based on the low reduction in own headcount, but for the fourth quarter we expect here to speed up also then the adjustment of the headcount. And I would consider it as successful when we clearly exceed a reduction of more than 100 people still this year, especially here in the Augsburg facilities, and at least a further 100 people then in the next year. And Also related to that, this is also then the hint for you, why have we mentioned in our guidance that we say at least 25 million. It depends on how successful we are in this transaction concerning the adjustment of headcounts. The more successful we are this year, the higher the restructuring charge will be. This is also then the information for you, which restructuring charge can you expect? When we say at least 25 million, this is not a range of 25-50, so we're talking about some potential range which exceeds the 25, but it will not be a huge amount, just to give you an understanding about the expectation on this side. On page 14, then group income statement, as I mentioned before already, income taxes now with -6.8 million in the first 9 months. As much information on this page gives you there also then the information that there was a tax income credit in the third quarter. The other operating expenses, when we now look on the 28 million EBIT, we have 17.4 million extraordinary charges in this number. Main portions are France, and in the third quarter, we had 1.7 million additional restructuring charges due to activities, especially in Southern Europe and in France. On the other hand, also then the changes to the executive board accounted for 2.7 million extraordinaries in the third quarter. Now coming to page 15, this is now concerning the information on our segments, starting with robotics. Orders received 40% down compared to last year, and also the backlog is about 40% down compared to last year. This is different between the two segments. The order backlog in robotics immediately follows also the order situation because the range of orders normally in robotics is structurally only 2-3 months, so you cannot work also ranges as in the systems business. Also the EBIT in the first 9 months now is -6.5 million euros, also significantly lower than compared to last year. We had +30 million. In the employees area in robotics, you see that there are some 200 people were reduced compared to last year. There was a significant headcount reduction in our Hungary operations, but also we had some relocation from people from the robotics division to the AG. This is no natural headcount reduction of the total group. It's simply then shifting people from one area to the other, but this has had organizational targets, especially concerning the continuing program to install more and more shared service centers. Next page on the systems side, orders received also then 32% down, but the order backlog is only 7% down. You see also that at least in the systems area, compared to last year, there is only a lower reduction of backlog, and this also explains why the number of employees is more or less on par level with numbers of last year, because at least the current workload is quite comparable with the situation in the systems business 12 months ago. However, in the future, when the backlog then also moves down, we have then also the issue in the systems area concerning the headcount adjustments, and this firstly touches then also the temporary workers, which we will see then also in the systems business to go down. Operating profit EBIT in the first 9 months now at -15.1 million euros, mainly due to the charges related to our shutdown plans in France. Good news here, the third quarter itself, systems business achieved 300,000 euro positive EBIT in the third quarter. Net debt, in these times, very important information and then also very important target for us to keep net debt on a level as low as possible. We have reduced, thanks to the positive free cash flow in the third quarter, net debt by around about 7 million euros. Considering also information that we expect a free cash flow of -40 million to -50 million for the full year, this tells you also that we expect some increase again in the net debt situation until the end of the year. So this would then be around about close to 100 million net debt until the end of this year, when we consider around about 45 million negative free cash flow, which is then in the middle between our given range of 40-50 minus free cash flow. Now, you know that we had the covenant breach in the second quarter, which was announced, and the covenant breach is simply based on quite, I would say, usual covenants which KUKA has, no extraordinary covenants. Many companies have the same covenants than we have. This is mainly EBITDA multiples, but also gearing covenants. And this also tells you that based on the Q3 numbers, this is nothing extraordinary. So this is ongoing, the covenant breach situation. We are today in a successful waiver process since months now, and we are in good and constructive dialogue with the banks how to solve on a long term also the financial issues with KUKA. And the board has some ideas concerning the long-term financial structure of the KUKA liability side of the balance sheet. We're in discussions with the banks. For sure, the final solution will not only consist of lines of credit with banks. It will also include some other financial components, whether this is now a long-term debt or junior debt or equity. It's too early to say today because it's not finally decided, but I can only ask you to stay tuned because as soon as we have here the clear idea and are ready to communicate, we will inform you. Today, we expect that we finalize the discussions with the banks in the timeframe December to March. So this also gives you an understanding that if we are quick in our steps, activities we want to perform, this could be December, but also we have to take into account that maybe things take somewhat longer. But at least the target is here that from December on and until the end of the first quarter, we have solved the discussions with the banks. We have a new lines of credit facility agreement in place. And also, you have done a good understanding how the liabilities structure of KUKA in the long run should look like. So this was my introduction concerning the numbers, and thanks for listening, and I hand back to Till.
Thanks, Stefan, for your topics mentioned here. I think, again, going to the outlook 2009, Stefan mentioned most of the numbers already, but let me go again to it. From today's point of view, we expect an EBIT before extraordinary expenses in the range between 10-50 million. The extraordinary expenses should be around 25 million for the whole of  2009. What is important here is that we have some headroom, including 25, but it, as Stefan already mentioned, it's depending on the voluntary leave program. And then the question is how much of expense you put in 2009 and 2010. But the clear goal was here to have the 100 employees, probably in 2009, which helped us in 2010. The free cash flow, we expect to be in a range of 40-50 million. And maybe as a further criteria for 2010, we work on a break-even of 900-950. And as mentioned, we have a plan in place where we target for the longer future the 5% and 10%, which I outlined before, and which is aligned by new products launched in 2011, 2012. Thank you much for so far, and now I hand over to you and for your questions, please.